Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I want to address something really quickly, Roger.
Sure.
I'm getting taken to the woodshed. It's been going on all week, and I've been largely ignoring it, but I'm going to respond to it.
Okay.
I have been playing Logan Federico's father, uncut, and he uses GD. He says, GD, you know, when are you going, you know, talking to South Carolina officials, when are you going to send, you know, what does it take for one of you to send a guy to prison? And there are people who are Christian in our audience who are very angry at me for not bleeping the GD.
Okay.
Okay. I played another clip this week from a TikToker who used GD multiple times and I bleeped it. Because it hurts my heart to hear that. I am as Christian as any of you are. I'll go toe-to-toe with you.
I'll vouch for that. Yeah.
Thank you. I did not bleep it. And that is normally a violation of my policy. Because to me, Roger, and I actually started to bleep it when I was sitting there cutting the audio. And it was... To me, it was such a prayer of outrage.
Yeah.
It so captured that man's pain. And I'm not going to take his pain away from him and cover it up.
He's calling out to God. He is literally.
Because a
priest explained it to me exactly that way. If you actually are fervently, urgently praying for this thing to be condemned in the sight of God, you're not, quote unquote, taking the name of the Lord in vain at all. It's a supplication.
Exactly. And... It's not, I mean, you know, I had one TikToker using it. I mean, they'll use it gratuitously to be shocking, get clicks. Now, I don't allow that on this show, and I bleeped it earlier in the week, even though the FCC does not require us to bleep it. And some of you are annoyed at me because I bleeped Hegseth when he used the S word. Okay, we can get up to a $300,000 fine for running that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I bleeped Hegseth. GD is not a finable word. And so a lot of you mad at me for this and not sort of understanding. What you just said, Roger, was exactly that. In my heart, I felt like that was a cry of outrage to God because our situation with crime here in South Carolina is so outrageous that it was justified. And if it makes you upset to hear that, then you know what you do, by gosh? You go work to correct it.
Exactly.
That's what you do. So I let it go. I know it hurts some of your ears, but I feel like me and God are good on this one. I feel like we are. I'm in peace with it.
All right.
I could not censor that man's pain. I could not do it to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can sense, you could absolutely sense his mingled fury and the hurt, the sheer heart hurt of that thing.
His daughter was murdered on her knees naked.
Yeah.
Pleading for her life.
And then, the mistaken, the casual mistaking of the identity and all that, that just made it about, two quantums worse for him.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I got to tell you something, Roger, because I mean, I'm fit to be tired right here. As a person who actually understands and took the time this week, hours of my time, which is normally family time, to go back through the history of Alexander Dickey and realize it is so much worse than the perp who killed Irina Zaruska. Much worse.
Yeah, I remember hearing you went through it was a litany of one outrageous. He just skates time and time again.
He does. And, I started the show calling out Ellen Wilson. Great for Attorney General to be giving 10 days to the elected Democrat prosecutor down there in Columbia who has not yet said he'll go after the death penalty for Alexander Dickey.
Yeah.
Good for him. He gave him 10 days, says, I'm taking the case. And I asked the question, come on, Attorney General. I mean, we're friends. You come on this show, but this happened in May. We didn't hear a thing from you. Until you were embarrassed on Fox News. I'm going to call out Ralph Norman, too, who's also running for governor. He wants to impeach this Democrat prosecutor, right? Well, I opened this show today talking about how to the Democrats, time now begins in January of 2025 and their hypocrisy of ignoring everything they did before. Well, I'm going to call out Ralph Norman, and I'm going to call out Alan Wilson, and I'm also going to call out Pam Yvette, who hasn't said anything about this. They're all pretending that time, in this case, with the murder of Logan Federico, begins in 2019. And 2019 is the year that Prosecutor Gibson, a Democrat, was elected. He's Black Lives Matter. He's a radical leftist. But I'm sorry, y'all. I'll pull that record. It goes back to 2013. They don't want to talk about that. None of these governor's candidates want to talk about that. Who did this? Who might as well have pulled the trigger? Two judges you guys appointed. Our legislature is one of two in the country that elects these judges. They put the most liberal judges they can find on the stand on purpose. Why? Because these law firms, Roger, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting legislators elected so they can serve on the committee that selects the judge. They want the most liberal judges. And this is how you get a worse judge. You get 70 charges, 25 felony convictions, four cases, totaling 30 years in prison. He served 600 days.
Yeah, I've heard it described as the Walmart of forum shopping.
Yes.
Attorneys.
And so when you're looking at a Ralph Norman, I normally love Ralph, but I'm going to hit him here because he deserves it. We don't hold back on his show because you have the right partisan, whatever stripe that you have. I'm sorry. You raised $1.2 million. Wilson's the same way. Yvette's same thing. That money comes from these big law firms. They're taking in that cash. These law firms don't want to change this system. And I want to tell you why Logan Federico's dead. It's very simple. I've been on it for 11 years. We'll keep going until something changes. And what needs to change, what these judges do is that after they get appointed, they know if they're tough on these perps, they're going to lose their judgeship. They know they're going to because they have to get re-upped after it's not permanent for life.
Right.
So what happens? Well, they tell these attorneys with all the right law firms, tell their perps, hey, plead guilty. I know that's counterintuitive. You're going to get a 10-year sentence, but don't worry, my friend. The judge is going to suspend it. And that means they don't have to go to prison. They can just walk around. Now, the way suspensions are supposed to work in South Carolina is it's only supposed to be used really on your first crime. And if you step one toe out of line, you don't go to rehab, you miss a meeting with your probation officer, you go right to prison. And unfortunately, the only person who can up the suspension, get rid of it, is the judge who imposed it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But the abuse in this system has been, and I've been calling it out all week, and this is what Norman's not doing and Wilson's not doing, and they know better. The abuse in this system is that the same judge not only did not revoke that suspended sentence and send him to prison for the first robbery, when he committed burglary again, he gave him another 10-year sentence and suspended it. That's 15 years if you're keeping track.
Wow. Yeah.
Another judge by the name of Rousseau gave him another 5-year sentence on a crime he did after that for larceny. Actually made him serve 200 days. Whoopee. 200 days. 200 days. We're up to 20 years now. 200 days of a 20-year sentence. It makes me want to use a G word. It really does. And just plead for mercy from the Lord.
Yeah.
For the people of this state. And I'm telling you, if they do what I'm demanding this morning, because Ralph Norman's now demanding this Democrat prosecutor be impeached, fine by me. But you and I both know, sir, that's not going to solve the problem here. If you go for broke and do what it takes to save the next Logan Federico, You know what's going to happen? Your campaign donation is going to dry up for your governor's campaign. Sir, Mr. Norman, Mr. Wilson, you know that. So coming in after the fact, only after you guys have been embarrassed on Fox News. I'm going to call out Pam Evatt, too, because she's not doing it either. You know what it takes to stop this? You vow as governor, you're going to push through legislation, or you're going to try your damn best to push through legislation that ends these judges' ability to suspend these sentences. You get sentenced to it, you do the time.
Truth in Sentencing, we right. once called it.
And we can do this all kinds of ways, Roger. They're probably, they know the system better than I do. We can do a three strikes law that really is three strikes, not three strikes suspended, but three strikes you go to prison. Like real three strikes, not pretend three strikes. But you know what happened? All of the money from the bar and the money from the lawyers would dry up. And they don't want that because they want to win the governor's race.
It's expensive.
So Ralph Norman, I'm going to call you out on your BS. Yeah, okay. You going to blame that Democrat prosecutor? Oh, he needs to be impeached. He was only elected in 2019. The guy before him was a Republican. And it was these judges that did this. You know that. Same for you, Alan Wilson. I want to hear from Pam Evatt. I'm going to ask every one of these candidates where they stand. And I will give credit. The one candidate who's been calling this out is Nancy Mace. She was on this months ago when it wasn't cool. But I got the same question for her. That's a lot of rhetoric. She's hit Wilson with it. Okay, but let's pony up. Are you willing to commit to ending these judges' abilities to suspend these sentences? Because again, he would have served 30 years. That sentence, the first suspended sentence, the second and the third, Roger, should have been revoked. He should have gone straight to prison when he did the fourth burglary. And by the way, and I want to, since I'm naming names here, let's just go ahead and do the whole thing. Because this is the system here in South Carolina. Let's do the whole thing. I want to tell you that Edward W. Miller, who served on the bench for many years here in Greenville, I was disturbed and dismayed yesterday to learn that he has retired, so he is beyond our reach now. That Edward W. Miller was the one who gave really the execution of Logan Federico a go when, get this, in 2023, for the third time, he gave the same guy, Alexander Dickey, a suspended sentence. That's why he was out. And he did what these judges taught him to do. He did what the system taught him to do. He broke into the house. He'd always been rewarded with a suspended sentence. And he executed her for her credit cards and then went on a spending spree.
Yeah.
Thank you, Judge Miller. But I'm not just going to blame Judge Miller either. Ralph Norman, Alan Wilson, Pam Evatt, all of them, they know exactly what it will take to stop this. But if they do it, the donations will dry up from the bar, from the criminal attorney, the big law firms in the state. That's the truth. So yeah, Ralph Norman, blame the Democrat. I hit Wilson earlier in the show. I hit him hard. I'm going to hit you too. This is a game, and I'm not playing with you. I don't play with Nancy Pelosi. I don't pretend time started in 2019 or 2025. Time for Alexander Dickey and for Logan Federico began in 2013 with the first suspended sentence. This is not acceptable. We have a worse criminal justice environment in this state than Democrat-run cities, and I'm sick of it. It needs to change. So which governor's candidate is going to go first in proposing legislation that will actually do something about it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.